This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with a group of eminent economists and experts of Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The theme of the interaction was Atmanirbharta and Structural Transformation, Agenda for Viksit Bharat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the core pillars for India's journey towards 2047. Mr. Modi noted that the vision of a developed India by 2047 has transcended government policy to become a genuine mass aspiration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India boarded the Reform Express this year and emerged as the center of global attention. Mr. Modi said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for the country as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors, which have added momentum to the India's growth journey. The Prime Minister shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media platforms. He said today, "The world views India with hope and confidence and appreciate the pace of progress, which has been accelerated with next-generation reforms in the country." The Prime Minister added that primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal prioritizes providing land for infiltrators over allocating land for border fencing. He alleged that development in the state has been stalled due to a culture of cut money, extortion and communal appeasement. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Kolkata to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose hosting the Azad Hind flag in Port Blair. Mr. Shah said when BJP forms government in West Bengal, it replaces current era of the misrule, corruption and infiltration under the Trinamool Congress with good governance and the welfare of the poor.
बंगाल में भारतीय जनता पार्टी की सरकार बनने के साथ ही
फॉर्मेशन ऑफ अ भारतीय जनता पार्टी गवर्नमेंट इन वेस्ट बंगाल वी विल रिवाइव द स्टेट्स हेरिटेज वेलफेयर ऑफ पुअर व्हिच हैज बिकम अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट इशू इन वेस्ट बंगाल टुडे विल बी गिवन प्रायोरिटी अलोंग विद ऑल दिस अ स्ट्रांग नेशन ग्रिड विल बी बिल्ड व्हिच विल फिनिश इन्फिल्ट्रेशन थ्रू वेस्ट बंगाल
जो बंगाल से घुसपैठ को समाप्त कर देंगे.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that bond between Kashi and Tamil Nadu is not merely historical, but a profound civilizational and spiritual continuum that has united Bharat for thousands of years. He noted that such exchanges reaffirm India's shared heritage and deepen the sense of national integration. He was addressing at the valedictory function of the Kashi-Tamil Sangamam 4.0 held at Rameshwaram. Quoting Mahakavi Subramaniam Bharati, the Vice President observed that the Kashi Tamil Sangamam reflects the poet's vision of a united, integrated and confident India. He said that Bharati's dream is being realized today through the far-sighted vision and focused initiatives of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar will attend to former Bangladesh Prime Minister and the Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP chairperson Begum Khalida Zia's funeral ceremony in Dhaka tomorrow. Dr. Jay Shankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, expressed grief over the demise of former Bangladesh Prime Minister. Khalida Zia, who was the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, passed away in Dhaka this morning. She was 8 years old. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in fifth and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka put in to bat. India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka made 160 for 7 in 20 overs. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to bowl. And that's the end of the news.